We're here. It's me and Keith. And we're here with John Aniello, producer of records, musical maven, possibly mogul, and, you know, all around great guy. We're talking about, I don't know, that's actually up to John.
Well, look, here's the thing. Chris, how often have you been to Jersey City? That's where we are right now, in case you, Chris, didn't know.
I'm acutely aware of it. I've been here exactly 422 times in my mind. Never before in reality. But what's your point, Keith?
This is really only my second time spending legitimate time in Jersey City. And both times have exclusively involved this restaurant. And both recommendations came from John.
Well, I mean, it's not like by happenstance. I mean, the first time you just wanted to come to Jersey City and have a meal, and I sent you here.
And you were right. You were right.
But now you guys are going to FMU. So, I mean,
only a couple blocks away.
Yeah, a couple blocks away, and we wanted to meet, and, you know, we wanted to have a couple of. What are we having? These are like Manhattans, right?
Yeah.
We're drinking Manhattan drinks, which is not...
We're drinking a Dillinger, right?
That's true.
In his case, a Chillinger.
It's non-alcoholic. It's some seltzer water and a little bit of pineapple juice to put me down.
So all they do is they take the Dillinger recipe, which is a time-worn and very successful cocktail for what's the name of this restaurant again?
Marco and Pepe. Which one? On your new demos, I like literally like the band name is like Marco and Pepe.
So that's nice.
I like because it's kind of like
great.
A duet thing.
So now people know what to look for when they want to steal our demos online.
Damn.
What's the point of changing the band name if you're going to advertise the code name?
So John's going to have to change the name. Don't look for that name.
You know, I'll make it Pepe and Marco. It'd be really great.
John, I don't think you're understanding the issue.
Wait, choose a name in your head, and then I'll ask you what it is,
you
answer.
Show it to us as long as we're recording the podcast.
Yes, but I'm going to ask you what it is, but you say a different set of words.
Okay.
So, have you chosen a new name that you're going to put the demos under?
Yeah.
Okay. What is it?
Scooby Snacks.
And that's not actually what it is, right?
Well, that actually is what it is.
God damn it.
Very confusing. Very confusing.
We're going to get our IT guys to cleanse his hard drives as soon as possible. The point is, I suppose that we're finally having a really nice Jersey City experience. Which
my second again. Let me say.
Okay. Fair enough. It's my first out of 423, 422 of which were imagined.
Right. I mean, I've been living here since '99, so this is about my third or fourth pleasant Jersey City cruise. So, amen, brother.
Yeah.
Good times.
And you were recently fired from the tourism bureau here.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
well, that must be a long story.
Yeah, well, I was banging the mayor's daughter, and it was like really, and you know, he's like 35, so obviously it was uncomfortable.
Sean, poor form.
Yeah, but she had the body of a 16-year-old. It was really amazing.
But she was adopted and was 26. I know from a previous conversation that we had with John.
Posts of this frequently.
Well, is there anything you can recommend here if we were to come during the daytime? Because this seems like a definitively nighttime type of scene. What do you do in Jersey City during the day?
My favorite thing about living in Jersey City is I can live in Jersey City, and I can work in Williamsburg. It's like really pretty close. The cool thing about Jersey City during the day is a lot of parks, a lot of kids, a lot of young kids. Like my youngest daughter is 8. There's just a lot of great like places for them to hang. We have, like, word. The bookstore's really, like, conducive for kids. But also, like, the neighborhood's changing dramatically. Like, you know, like, we're going to get a venue in, like, 6 months called the White Eagle, which is going to be booked by Todd from Maxwell's. I mean, there's all kinds of, like, markets opening up and like, restaurants. And it's just, the neighborhood's kind of just changed, like, really, in the last few years, it's drastically different. It's just become more of a, you know, all the dollar stores on the main strip are going, and they're just putting in really kind of, I don't know, places that, you know, maybe are a little too hipsterish, I don't know, whatever. But the point is, it's really becoming a different neighborhood. We got our barcade, and I just think it's really, it's a good neighborhood because it balances restaurants, bars, with also family stuff, like parks. There's a lot of parks. There's like, you know, every 10 blocks, there's a park. And then we're also by the river, so you can bike ride up and down the river. It's really, it's a really good thing. And it's also, Jersey City is the opposite of Hoboken. It's not like really fratty, and it's a lot, not a lot of dudes. So the kids in our neighborhood are more like, you know, beer. Like, we joke now that we count the beards in our neighborhood. Like, it's like beard, it's a beard frenzy. It's just dudes with beards and their girlfriends or girl, you know, whatever. Or girls with beards and their dude friends. So, you know, go figure.
Oh. Very progressive neighborhood.
Yeah. Very. But, yeah, no, I think the neighborhood is really good. It's just a cool place to live, and it's really close to the city. I mean, by path or by, like, car.
Well, John, I've got bad news. I just came from dinner with my dad, who reports that his company, who've had their offices on 32nd and Lex for 20 years, are building a compound in Jersey City.
They are not.
So your neighborhood is done.
They're not, really?
They really are, yeah. It's over, John.
Your dad works for Blackwater, right?
Well,
he dabbles with Blackwater. I'm announcing our White Eagle show here and now.
You're predicting, you mean?
Yeah, we don't have a date, so I guess the word is predicting. We're going to be at White Eagle ASNAP. Maxwell's is much missed. Let's all slurp our beverages over the microphone to conclude this podcast.
Delicious.
That's good.
Oh, yeah. It would just be really great to be like,